that the life of this world is very, very short. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Inna amara ummati ma bayna sittina ila sab'een." He said that the average age of my ummah will be between 60 and 70 years. And there is indication in ahadith that qurbu sa'ah, close to qiyamah, the lifespan will be even shorter. One verse in the Quran encapsulates beautifully this comparison between the life of this world and the life of the hereafter, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. That when akhirat will dawn upon you, the first day, خَمْسُونَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً, 50,000 years long, just the first day, when that reality will dawn upon you, Abadul Abideen, forever and ever and ever. Look at the example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, the comparison. He said, "Mad dunya fil akhirah ithl illa mithlu ma yaj'alu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yammi falyandhur bima yarji'." He said the life of this world when compared to the akhirat is like someone has to take his finger and poke it in the ocean and lift it up. Normally this hadith is translated, the droplet of water is the dunya. Technically that translation is incorrect, because when you lift your finger up, no droplet of water remains. The droplet of water drops back into the ocean. Only the wetness of your finger is this dunya, and the entire ocean is akhirat. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا. Allah says, when that day will dawn upon you, you will realize that the life in this world was just one morning or one evening. Like the poet puts it beautifully, الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا شَهْرُ صِيَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا شَهْرُ صِيَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَعِيدُ فِطْرِهِمْ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدَنَى لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ تَفُوزُ بِعِيدِ الْفِطْرِ وَالنَّاسُ صُوَّمُوا وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِي كُلِّهَا وَيَوْمَ لِقَاكُمْ ذَاكَ فِطْرُ صِيَامِي. He says this whole life in this world is 1 month of Ramadan. شَهْرُ سِيَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. 1 month of taqwa. 1 month of connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Ramadan was given for. For us to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us to analyze and circumspect the direction we are going in. One was the life before Ramadan. What is the life after Ramadan? How is this Ramadan spent? There would be those amongst us who would have anticipated this month, its coming, with trepidation. You're going to have to stay hungry. Freezers would have been packed. Samosas, bhajiyas in preparation. Then there would have been those habits that we are used to. That shaitan box that is blaring and destroying the imans of the ummah. Where father, mother and family, teenage children are sitting together and looking at zina taking place. That precaution of Ramadan would have come, that we may have put a cover over it. There would have been those amongst us who fajr upon fajr, azan was called out and it fell on deaf ears. So to some extent in Ramadan, we would come to the masjid. Those habits of ours that were distancing us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to some extent, there was this mindset as Ramadan approached, that at least for this period, let me change a little bit. Let me connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a little bit.